All right, welcome to part two of our Father John Sweaty Specials. Coming to you midweek here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. I'm sitting here with the Weas, and Father John Sweaty is on the line. How are you, gentlemen?
Fantastic.
Always good.
You turned up on time today, Weas.
It was bright and early. The room's still smoky, but I made it. It's like the Chronicles being in here.
I've got a cold. I've had the humidifier on. It's just lots of steam and vapor in here.
That's what it is.
Can I work in 100% humidity? Yes, I can.
Time to go to the tropics.
That's right. That's right. Father John, how's Inverell going, my friend?
It's going. I'll tell you what, there's plenty of coppers about here. I don't know why I bring that up, but it's really unsettling to see so many police in a sleepy little town. Makes you think they're after something.
Well, they're probably just having a break from Moree. They've just ducked up to Inverell for a quick getaway.
A little holiday
on the McIntyre.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure you can throw a line in out there. Has it been raining out there?
It's actually been pretty dry apart from the floods. Yeah. But we had these massive, not a massive flood. I think it got to like 5 meters and every bastard was down there at the river looking at it.
Yeah,
but it's kind of interesting. The funny thing is when you drive past and people have got their kids and there's this massive, powerful, gushing river, and they think, you know what, I'm going to sit my kids next to it and take a picture.
Parents of the year.
Oh, good on you.
I love how you're like every bastard's down there having a look at the river and you're down there too.
I was driving home from Woolies.
You're driving home from Woolies. Okay.
Bit of advertising there.
Other people doing it.
Any kickbacks for that little throw-in?
Yeah. Did you go through the self-serve checkouts with the, you know, bought 10 kilos of carrot steaks?
Not since they're weighted.
Bastards.
Yeah, who do they think they are?
Yeah.
If it's a chain, it's free reign.
Oh, dear. All right, mate. This week we've got a few treats for the listeners with your songs. And the first one, I've got to say, was completely left field. You know, I sort of said, I think I even said it live on the show. I said, can you mash up, let's say, Ed Sheeran and Lee Kernaghan? And amazingly, you took that challenge with open arms.
Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk us through, you know, what you sort of thought when you got this challenge, because I've got to say, the way that you mashed it together, it was impressive.
Well, I remember hearing it and I just thought, just on a whim, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll give it a go, no worries. And then I sort of walked away and I thought, how the f*** am I going to do that?
Some reserve in the podcast.
Ooh.
I was fully audacious and full of confidence on the podcast. And then it was funny, I was away at, I think I was in Brisbane over New Year's, and I was doing what I do on New Year's night. And then I sort of every now and then have a little moment to myself to collect my thoughts, and I started thinking about it. And I was, yeah, for some reason it just came into my mind. And then I had that, you know, the boys in the bush, and I thought that kind of sounds like we were just kids. And then yeah, it sort of built from there.
Yeah, right.
But other than that, I was bloody sweating on it. And I'll tell you what, more so than usual.
So would you say that this one, what song's actually taken you the longest to put together over the course of the Chronicles?
Well, this one I didn't spend too much time actually doing, but I didn't touch it for probably 9 days. Oh, definitely not 9 days because we do it weekly. 6.2 days.
6 weeks.
And then once I had the idea, it was pretty quick. I'd say the Aussie mashup was a bastard. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, if you think about it, there's no real Aussie songs that sound like each other or have the same tempo or in the same key. And
I'm pretty sure Holy Grail and Daryl Braithwaite Horses have the exact same key.
Do it.
Do that. Here we go.
Do it. And Wonderwall, chuck that in there.
That's definitely not the same key, but anyway.
Yeah, but chuck it in.
The Gallaghers are Aussies now.
Yeah, exactly.
We're convicts, so we're part of them.
There is Australian as Russell Crowe.
From the motherland.
That was great. It's a little window into the side of the old sweaty there, into his mind.
Yeah, that's right.
Good to see the creation.
Just the wheels
just
turning.
Ticking, yeah. Man, the wheels meant to be turning. Working. He's there ticking away, thinking about how to do stuff for our podcast.
Well, it sounds like we almost ruined his New Year's Eve. And I was going to say, every New Year's Eve is shit anyway, so whatever.
Oh, you couldn't bite your tongue.
I know. All
how right, much he hates New Year's, everyone. What a Grinch.
You hate it too.
Yeah, but I'm not the Grinch.
I've seen you at 1 a.m. or not 1 a.m., but like 3 a.m. on a New Year's Eve. Looking for a taxi, knowing you're never going to get one, just being the angriest man in the world.
There's nothing worse than New Year's taxis.
It's terrible.
Maybe that's how you're doing it, boys.
All right, guys. Here we go. Ed Sheeran and Lee Kernighan. All right, very good. Got it.
Been searing the sea, been mustering stock, been calling out weeds, spraying the crops, been droving the cattle up an old stock room. Now it's Saturday night, we're piling the hill. So we pulls from the bush and we're back in town. And Dawes in the back and the foot goes down. Well, I've been members of the Outback Club, the boys from the bush and we're in from the scrub. Been out in the heat, we've been loading trucks, we've been fixing fences and choking on the dust. Cursed the rain and drought, now it's Saturday, we're in a shout and it's perfect, we deserve it tonight.
So, Father John, one of the songs that I absolutely love, when I was gigging, I played this song every single gig I think I ever played, and that's How to Make Gravy. And you've mentioned that you love a little bit of PK. Do you play gravy at all?
Yeah, well, Paul's Australia's godson, and he has to get us started every single gig, I think. And if you don't play PK at a gig, you're just simply an Australian and get the hell out.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Go home. We've had enough. The father has spoken.
And the added bonus is gravy is delicious. So
It is delicious. And, you know, the fact that you threw in Snoop Dogg and his Menu Log little tune here, and you also wrote a little treat in this song, didn't you?
Yeah, well, when we said the Menu Log, all I thought was that 15-second ad. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't realize there was a minute and a half song online somewhere. And so I went through like taking some bits out of that ad, and then I ended up just making my own little bit. And then I think it was maybe a day before I actually looked up the Menu Log song. And I thought, oh, shit, I've got to learn like a full verse of Snoop Dogg that I've never heard before. And then, yeah, so I just chucked that in before and then kept that last little bit for the end.
Yeah, so
and then my favorite part of that song is still the sign off.
Incredible. Proud of that.
Yeah, you basically summarize the How to Make Gravy song in about 12 words. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Hey, also, have you ever had chicken wings on Christmas Day? Is that a thing? You like to have chicken wings on Christmas Day?
I have never, but I will now.
It's start of the tradition.
I don't know why. Honestly, Sponge, that went in there because it flowed.
Right.
Never had Christmas wings.
Yeah, okay. Well, we might have to change
started
that.
It. Started the trend. I'll be having them next Christmas.
Here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
Throw them in the air fryer.
Absolutely. It's how good's an air fryer?
It's so good.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, really good. All right, we're going to jump into it. How to make gravy and a little bit of Snoop Dogg.
S-N-O-O-P-D-O-G. That's Snoop Dogg, man, and he's your G. He's gonna hook you up with dinner here for practically free. We got honey, soy, chicken, barbecue, buffalo. Put him on the table Christmas Day, even though it might seem a little bit weird on Christmas. But my brother, you don't wanna miss this. Hello, Dan, it's Joey. I'm in prison. Don't you fuck my missus. Alright, hooroo.
So, Father John, one of the ones that you did, and one of the things that we've heard about over the course of the time of you being a part of the podcast, is you got a new dog, Louie. How is Louie going?
He's a good boy. He's really good in the yard, but I have like minus 10% control over him when we go out in public. He's just an absolute puller and near chokes himself to death. I look like the biggest cockhead trying to walk him down the street, just trying to pretend that I'm in control of the situation. But yeah, he makes me look like a nonce.
Right. Hey, what's going to happen to Louie when you move down to the coast?
Oh, well, I'm actually living with my father or my grandfather. My father. I'm the father. Grandfather.
I'm adopted.
He's my dad, so
right. I'm adopted.
I guess to the listeners, he's my granddad because I'm the father.
You're the father.
Yeah. But yeah, I live with the old boy at the minute, so he loves him too, so he'll take care of the boy, and
yeah,
I'll get down and see him, give him some treats every now and then.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you sort of tipped your hat to Louis the dog by doing "Wonderful World" by Louis Armstrong. Is this one of your ones that's in your regular set list?
Yeah. I play this most times if I'm feeling up to it, not if I'm a bit shaky, but it normally gets a start at the beginning of a gig to ease into it.
Yeah, nice one. Well, it's a cracker. So let's listen to "Wonderful World" by Father John Sweaty.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I hear them bloom.
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. Well, I see friends shaking hands, singing how do you do, but they're really saying I love you. I hear babies crying, I watch them grow, they learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
So, Father John, I've got to say, one of the things that the Chronicle said to me when he first said, oh, let's get Father John onto the show, was that he was going to write a poem and you were going to put music to it. And I sort of thought of that and I went, well, your poems are pretty good. I'm sure you could twist up a song. But this poor guy who's got to put music and put these things into an actual...
Polish
song.
The Turd.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, you know, I know that we've done Polish the Turd with some of my songs, but at least there's a song there. Like, I mean, with the Chronicle, there's no tune. And the very first one, we sort of joked around. We said, all right, well, how about a song about beers and durries? And
Shake It Off.
Yeah, Shake It Off. We talked about
exactly. Shake It Off, beers and durries.
Exactly. When you got those lyrics, obviously Chronicle sent them through to you early. How did you do that? Because I've got to say that the song Beers and Durries, it's up there in my top three playlists at the moment. It gets played an awful lot.
When he sent it, I was sort of expecting it, like, because I knew he was going to write it like a poem, so I'd have to change a couple of things, but there are enough like good bones there to just go with it. And yeah, I had full faith in him, and he really came through for me, the big fella. It was just like trying to pick how you'd put the different lines in and things like that, and some might finish a little bit early, and then there might be a little bit of an add on it, some things which made it a bit tricky. But when I saw the lyrics to that, I thought, well, this is a passion project, so it made it really easy.
There's love in it.
Yeah, that's it. It's easy to, it's not work when you love it.
Well, I've got to say, there's a lot of parts to it that really resonate with me. The stealing your mate's meat tray. I just
you
think,
definitely did.
Oh, 100%. If I've had 10 schooners and you want a meat tray weasel, yeah, I'd
no
take
way,
it home.
Yeah, there's no way I'd have it.
Not your meat tray anymore.
No.
Which is probably a good thing, because I would have got drunk and left it somewhere.
Yeah, you would have. I would have cooked that bad boy up, made 5 kilos of roast potatoes. And then had a treat. there's so many parts of the song that I think are great. And you talked about trying to put it into sort of a Chris Franklin bloke theme.
Yeah, I mean, sort of, Tobes, the Chronicle had the idea that it sort of sound like a bit of a country song. And I thought, oh, yeah, it could, but I think it'd be more funny if it was like a little bit more upbeat and a little bit more ochre-ish. So,
yeah.
Went with the little finger-picking thing, and I think, yeah, it came out just the way it should.
Very good. Have you played at a gig since then?
Yeah, live.
Yes.
Audience.
Yeah. I messed it up too, but like people enjoyed the sentiment.
You messed it up when you originally recorded it, didn't you?
I don't think I've ever actually made it through the whole song.
do you do the bit that you recorded when you do it live? Do you say that part or not? Nah? You try and do it proper.
Have you nailed the bridge?
Try to do it proper, and then I have to, like, I don't know, make something up on the spot, apologize to the audience for being a dickhead. But like, there is a video, I think. The crowd might have showed you, and if you look out, there was a stack of real gang of people there, and just it brought a tear to my eye to see so many flaming candles lit in the crowd. There would have been like 20 durries lit up, so that made me happy. It was all worth it then.
That's great. That's great to hear. All right, well, let's jump into Beers and Durries. This is an original by The Chronicle and Father John Sweaty, and we hope you enjoy this one.
It's 3:15 on a Friday afternoon. Got my 30-gram pouch and I'll be at the pub soon. Roll up a cig, grab a schooner of VB. Sitting in the beer garden watching the races on TV. All the boys are here with a diary and a schooner. Wish that I got to the pub much sooner. Won't be home till the morning and the missus is warning. Don't bother coming home, she'll say. And you're feeling pretty pissed, so you'll give her a spray. Better find a different place to stay and steal your mate's meat tray. Lose all your money, there's no worries. Nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Sticky butts on the floor, empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a fight cause I got no fear. As long as I got a durry and a beer. A durry and a beer. Wake up on Saturday with the hangover. Back on the tins, I don't wanna be sober. Count a lunch at the pub, I'm sold. Get another pouch of Winfield Gold. Fighting off the demons from the night before. Beers and durries, I want more. Keep on going till Sunday. I don't want to see Monday. Switch them to rum and cokes. Just give me some more smokes. I just want to hang with the blokes. Cause lose all your money, there's no worries. Nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Ciggy butts on the floor, an empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a bite cause I got no fear. As long as I got my durry and a beer. Beers and durries are so symbolic. Yes, it's a fucking tough life being an alcoholic. So much that you forget the words to the song and you're trying to get to the pub right now, so you're not going to do another take, and this one's going to do. Sorry, Chronicle, but I fucked your song. That was a pretty good bridge too, Chronicle. I might wrap it up there.
All right. So rounding off this episode, we've got Waterfalls. Father John, tell us a little bit about why you played this one.
That was at a time where I didn't have much motivation, and it came to one of those Friday afternoons. And I'm like, shit, what do I know? So I just had to pull something out of the bottom drawer. And I can't remember who I put it with.
I don't think you put it with anyone.
I honestly can't remember who I put it with.
Maybe you did.
Just guess Tupac.
It is a mashup. Yeah. Tupac. It was Tupac.
Yeah, it's Tupac in there, everyone.
As an
That's
avid
quite
fan.
Presumptuous of you, Wheeze.
As an avid fan, I definitely know it was Tupac.
yeah.
It's a great song, though.
Anyone
Waterfalls,
knows anything
really
about
good.
Tupac? It's spongy.
Yeah. That's me. Yeah. All right, let's jump into it. And we're going to sign off for this episode. Thanks for joining us. We hope you enjoy Waterfalls to bring it home. And we've still got a few more of these special episodes coming up. So,
midweek treats.
Midweek treats with the father. All right, here we go.
Couple of schmackos.
Okay. on the mother gazes out the window, staring at a sun that she just can't touch. If at any time he's in a gym, she'll be by his side, but he doesn't realize he hurts her so much. Cause all the praying just ain't helping at all, cause he can't help to keep himself out of trouble. So he goes out and he makes his money the best way he knows how. Another body laying cold in the gutter. So don't go chase the waterfalls. You stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. Yeah, I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast. The chemist ain't hate to sold your game, but you're a money hungry woman and you need to change. In the locker rooms, all the homies do is laugh. High fives, cause another brother played your ass. I said you were sleazy, even easy, sleeping around for what you need. See, it's your thing and you can shake it how you wanna. Give it a free, I'm making money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game, mad to change. And then you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. You're still looking for a way out. That's okay, I can see you on the way, it's a stray out. Keep your mind on your money, roll in school, and as the years pass by, you can show them fools. But you ain't trying to hear me cause you're stuck. Heading for the bathroom, about to get tossed up. Still looking for a rich man. You dug a ditch, got your legs up, trying to get rich. See, I loved you like a sister, but you need to switch. And that's why they called you bitch. So don't go chase the waterfalls. You stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're